You may be seated. Turn with me in your Bibles, please, to Ezra chapter 5 for our second reading. Ezra chapter 5, verse 1. Hear now the inerrant, infallible, and inspired word of God. Then the prophets Haggai, the prophet, and Zechariah, the son of Iddo, prophesied unto the Jews that were in Judah and Jerusalem in the name of the God of Israel, even unto them. Then rose up Zerubbabel, the son of Shealtiel, and Jeshua, the son of Jozadak, and began to build the house of God, which is at Jerusalem, and with them were the prophets of God helping them. At the same time came to them Tatnai, governor on this side of the river, and Shethar-Boznai and their companions, and said thus unto them, Who hath commanded you to build this house and to make up this wall? Then said we unto them, After this manner, what are the names of the men that make this building? But the eye of their God was upon the elders of the Jews, that they could not cause them to cease till the matter came to Darius. And then they returned answer by letter concerning this matter. The copy of the letter that Tatnai, governor on this side the river, and Shethar-Boznai and his companions, the Apharsachites, which were on this side the river, sent unto Darius the king. They sent a letter unto him, wherein was written thus, Unto Darius the king, all peace. Be it known unto the king that we went into the province of Judea to the house of the great God, which is builded with great stones, and timber is laid on the walls, in the walls, and this work goeth fast on and prospereth in their hands. Then asked we those elders and said unto them, Who commanded you to build this house and to make up these walls? We asked their names also to certify thee, that we might write the names of the men that were the chief of them. And thus they returned us answer, saying, We are the servants of the God of heaven and earth, and build the house that was builded these many years ago, which a great king of Israel builded and set up. But after that our fathers had provoked the God of heaven unto wrath, he gave them into the hand of Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, the Chaldean, who destroyed this house and carried the people away into Babylon. But in the first year of Cyrus, the king of Babylon, the same king Cyrus made a decree to build this house of God, and the vessels also of gold and silver of the house of God, which Nebuchadnezzar took out of the temple that was in Jerusalem and brought them into the temple of Babylon, those did Cyrus the king take out of the temple of Babylon, and they were delivered unto one whose name was Sheshbazzar, whom he had made governor, and said unto him, Take these vessels, go, carry them into the temple that is in Jerusalem, and let the house of God be builded in his place. Then came the same Sheshbazzar and laid the foundation of the house of God which is in Jerusalem, and since that time, even until now, it hath been in building, and yet it is not finished. Now therefore, if it seem good to the king, let there be search made in the king's treasure house, which is there at Babylon, whether it be so that a decree was made of Cyrus the king to build this house of God at Jerusalem, and let the king send his pleasure to us concerning this matter. May God add his blessing to the reading and hearing of his most holy word. But we have to wait for the answer until next week. But the answer is yea. The answer is yes. The answer is let them build. Just maybe a little look ahead there so that we're not left in suspense. But you knew that already from our recent study of Haggai chapters 1 and 2. All right, so what happens in chapter 5 is we have that thing that goes on contemporarily with what's going on in Haggai chapter 1. The prophets are raised up. What two prophets? Haggai and Zechariah. And they are raised up in such a way so as to encourage the people to build. And so we have something that has happened here that Ezra has not really included in his chronicling, in his history, except by way of implication, and that is that when they write again, they're not writing to Artaxerxes anymore. They're not writing to Pseudo-Smerdis. Now they're writing to Darius. Darius has come on in his room. And this Darius is not the same Darius as in Daniel's day. This is Darius, some have called him Darius the Second. And so this Darius here then is a king that does stand in the line of Cyrus. And so as we said last hour, he's going to be more loyal to what has gone on in the decrees of the monarchs before him. Okay, so having said all of that, there are these gents that have that are governors on this side of the river, Tatnai and Shethar-Boznai, and they're still concerned about them building this house. And so they come to the Jews and they say to them this: who told you to build this house? And secondly, those of you that are in charge of this building, give me your names. We're going to turn your names into the king. We're going to complain about you to the king by name. And so we see that this would have taken great courage from them in that day to know that they were going to be named in a charge before the king's court, whether or not this is a lawful thing for them to be doing or not. How did they respond? They responded very well. We praise the Lord for their response, no doubt because they had the help and the encouragement of the two prophets. They also had two wonderful leaders, Zerubbabel and also this other man, Joshua, right? The son of Jozadak, the one who was the high priest, Jeshua, sometimes he's called. And so with that kind of leadership, the nobles of the Jews that were involved in building this house, that were over the construction of it, along with those artisans that the Lord had raised up, they were very bold. They were very bold so as to confess that we're building this house of God because, number one, our God is the God of the whole earth. He's not a regional God, in other words. And you have to hear that because the mindset of the ancient Near East was that of regional gods. There's the God of this area, there's the God of that area, and so on. But what do they say? We serve the great God, the house of the great God, which is builded with great stones and timber is laid on and goes fast on, and said, we are the servants of God, verse 11, of heaven and earth, and build the house that was builded these many years ago, which a great king of Israel builded and set up. And so they appealed to the word of God and to God's character himself. You should get behind us in this building is the implication, because this God is the great God of heaven and earth. It's not just a regional thing we're doing here. And your own king, your own monarch, Cyrus, and now Darius, understand that, because they will both ask that we pray in this house for the life of the king. So this is the implication then of all that they say. They will talk about the vessels being carried away to Babylon and then being brought back. And there's one other thing I think that requires a little bit of clarification here. And that is that all of these vessels were delivered into the hand of one whose name was Sheshbazzar. Who's that? We've never heard of him before. This name has never been used, and it's not used really anywhere else. Who is Sheshbazzar? He's not in any of the genealogical records that we read in Ezra or First Chronicles. Who is Sheshbazzar? Most scholars are agreed that this is Zerubbabel's Babylonian name. It's Zerubbabel's Babylonian name, just like Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah were named Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. Daniel was named Belteshazzar, and that was a statement of "you're my slaves" kind of thing. And so, also Zerubbabel had a name, and they referred to him as Sheshbazzar when they were talking with their Babylonian opponents so as to show that they were not being rebellious. They were actually being compliant by using the Babylonian name. We are not that city of rebels that you think we are. That's how it sounds anyway. It's an implication, true enough. So these men, these Samaritans, Shethar-Boznai and Tatnai, they then make a request to Darius that he will search the records and see if what the Jews have told him is true, that whether or not there was a decree made of Cyrus to build this house of the Lord in Jerusalem. And that's really where the chapter ends. So we have then the encouraging response of the Jews, who claimed not only ascendancy to the king, but they claimed the ascendancy of the God of heaven and earth to build this house. And they have their historical precedent, because that God has already required the building up of his house. They have the words of the prophets also to encourage them, and the leadership of Zerubbabel and Jeshua the high priest to lead them on in that work. And so they show themselves very strong, and it is a very encouraging passage, this chapter 5. With that then, let's stand and continue praising God.